like, what is it you do, honey? You have a what? A podcast. A podcast, Mom. What's it called? It's called Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, Mom.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the deliciousness. Get ready to have your mouth filled.
What's the name of the show? Do you even know?
Nope. Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. I thought you were going to go, damn it.
I was just quizzing you. I was curious if you knew what we've been doing this whole time.
Well, we just started, not this whole time. Not this time.
We have our host,
Paul,
Mike. We have our co-host, Napier, and special guest, Polly Deuce Knuckles.
Is that what you want to be known as? You want to be special guest star, Polly Deuce Knuckles?
Well, I just feel like that was there had to be some sort of special guest.
Oh, yeah. A drunk is not here, so the legions of drunk fans
have boycotted the show.
I apologize, but drunk will not be here tonight. So you will have to wait until next week to hear his the results of his latest podcast challenge.
It's a teaser.
Yeah, and I think that we gotta put stuff in his mouth again pretty soon too.
Well, that's always good.
But I have decided that the next in our long stream of things that we get for drunk is we're going to start a Kickstarter campaign to fulfill his lifelong dream to one day eat a zebra. Did you know that was like
a zebra or like the type of zebra meat we're going to sell people?
I think it's a real live zebra. Back in the first grade, when they give you that questionnaire and ask you, hey, what is it that you want to be when you grow up? Drunk said, I want to be a zebra eater. So I did find a website that you can purchase some zebra burgers for $100.
How many burgers do you get?
I don't know. A couple. I'm making that up. I don't know. It said zebra burgers. And I was like, cool. Drunk's always wanted to eat some zebra. So we're going to get a Kickstarter going, and we're going to solicit you on Twitter and Facebook about every 8 minutes for like 6 months to raise money for these zebra burgers. And even after we get the money for the zebra burgers, we're still going to tweet about it every 8 minutes. You are not going to see the end of our bombardment of bothering you for money, because maybe we can buy more zebra burgers. Maybe me and Napier can also have a zebra burger, but this is going to happen. We're just going to fuck with you constantly. So I'm warning you now, you want to unfollow us on Twitter and you want to unlike us on Facebook, because the stream of bullshit where we ask you for money all the time is coming. We really need to fund this project to get drunk some zebra burgers.
Well, don't a lot of places just bombard you with that horse shit anyway? I mean, it's not something people aren't going to see on a daily basis as it is. E-begging has become, you know, a business now.
Right. But we're going to do it all the time. We're not going to stop. I mean, like, we bother people with our, hey, come listen to our bullshit, like, all the time. But, I mean, like, we're going to take it to a new level, because not only are we going to bother them about listening to our stupid show, but we're going to ask them for money to pay for our meat. And if that goes good, then we're going to have drunk trying all kinds of stuff. You can get bobcat leg for $100. You can get 2 pounds of shark for $30. 2 pounds of shark? That's awesome.
Yeah, that's not too bad, honestly.
Shark steaks are pretty good.
Have you had shark?
Yeah, I went out and caught my own shark and then ate it.
I mean, like, lion burgers are $200. That's a lot of money for some lion. I don't know if I want to eat a lion that fucking bad, to be honest with
you. See, I feel like there's no verifiable way to ensure that this is actually a lion.
Do you know how much one full peacock costs?
Probably $600.
$250.
Oh, that's not
so
bad.
I guess it's less than you thought.
For Thanksgiving,
don't
maybe.
You see peacocks?
Well, you can
I mean,
just
it seems like
one.
I see peacocks. I mean, can't you just go grab a peacock and fuck it up? I mean, like, you don't just see lions, and even if you did, it would probably be really hard to, like, catch them and kill them. But, like, a peacock, fuck those. I see those fuckers walking around all over the place.
Where do you see them walking around all over the place?
I mean, at the zoo, but they're just kind of walking around. They're not, like, in cages or anything.
Do you think you can make off with one and just, like, you know, put it in a baby carriage or something and just walk
put
out?
Put a little hat on it?
Just walk out? Would they stop you?
Well, I'd hope so.
See, like, but it's not in an enclosure, so that's free game, right?
Right. Is it even part of the zoo, or do they just hang out there?
Like, I don't know. Like I mean, like, squirrels. I see Canadian geese walking around all over the place. Can I just kill one of them?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, why can't I kill a peacock? It's not in an enclosure. I think that the zoo claims the things that, like, you can't walk up to.
Well, I'm pretty sure the Canadian geese, you have to shoot them, and they have to be in the air.
Don't you think you could lure one into your car?
You could punch one in the face.
Well, what you do is you yell pull, you run up to a geese, kick it in the chest, it flies away, and you shoot it with your shotgun.
Those geese don't fly away for shit.
No, they don't.
I mean, like, I don't know what you got to do to... I mean, they just walk out in the middle of the street, and they're like, fuck you, hit me.
Oh, God, yeah. On Mo Bottom, I see where truckers have splattered them, and to see it happen is amazing. It's like somebody threw a down pillow at a truck, and it just exploded. But, you know, there's
you can
blood.
Get rattlesnake sausage for $20. Rattlesnake sausage.
Do they just cut the head off of it and kind of roll it up for you, or
I don't know.
Do they take the bones out?
You can get a guinea pig for $40.
Why would you pay $40 for a guinea pig? You can get a guinea pig for like $5.
But those are for pet purposes.
Yeah, but what's the difference, right?
You I cut can't their head think off of
and
any.
Skin them and
yeah, you
fry
just,
them up.
Just fatten it up. Just feed it like lard all day and like
bacon.
Oh, the fatty ends of the bacon. The good ends are for you.
Otter sausage for $20. You can get kangaroo meat for $40. But Drunk doesn't want to eat kangaroo. Drunk wants to eat zebra. At least that's what he tells me.
Do you think they just take a horse and they kill it and then they sell the horse?
I don't think that any of it is actually what it says it is. There's no way.
Well, what happens if they get caught? I mean, what happens if somebody does a test like, oh, this isn't lion, this is just, you know, this is ocelot?
Well, then, I mean, is there a better business bureau for the internet?
No, but I mean, you can be sued for false advertising.
Where would you even find them? They're magically on the internet, and then you order it, and then it shows up at your house.
I'm sure there's a place it
I
comes
mean, unless
from.
Unless you deck the FedEx guy, I don't see how anybody would ever know.
I'm sure on the website there's a place like, contact us, visit our storefront, and
probably,
all that other shit.
Probably a P.O. box.
Oh, that would seem...
Fucking P.O. box.
That would make me suspicious.
Where you get lion meat from. And then you tell all your friends, and you know what they say? Why? Why?
I'm willing to bet it's ocelot.
Ocelot sphincters?
Mm-hmm.
So we do have a whole bunch of... A bevy of questions for Dr. Napier.
Excellent.
We had questions for Dr. Napier last week, and I completely forgot because we just had so much stuff to get to.
And we ran long, so, yeah.
So, if you would like.
I have a question for you guys, but it's not for the doctor.
Okay.
Would it be weird to have a beard with no mustache?
No, that's called the farmer or the Amish.
Yeah, because I can't really grow a mustache, and I kind of want to grow a beard.
You've done that before. You kind of grow a beard low on your neck.
Yeah, he's
like,
got the...
Your beard doesn't really grow on your face.
It's a neck beard.
Yeah, it's a neck beard.
I don't know how that happens. Like, your beard doesn't grow where beards grow.
Yeah, he's got no chin hair.
Yeah, no, none right on the chin.
And there's not a lot of soul patch either.
No, the soul patch has been growing for, like, years.
And that's it? That's all you get?
That's it, yeah.
Wow.
The neck hair's been growing for 5 days.
Huh.
But I kind of want to, I just, you think it would be Amish? It would be good. Would it be good?
Yeah, it'd be the Amish or the farmer. Yeah, that's a legit
that
beard
could,
style.
I mean, we could have lumped that into Dr. Napier questions, let's be honest.
Is that a doctor question, though?
Yeah, that's a doctor question.
I mean,
question.
None of the questions.
That's a medical thing.
A Shenandoah beard? What the fuck is a Shenandoah beard?
Oh, I had an opportunity to, I'm sorry, Fernic cases.
So is the Shenandoah beard a good thing or a bad thing? Should I go for it or not?
Yeah, I've rocked it a few times.
I mean, go for it, man.
Just rock it out.
Yeah.
Rock it out.
Personally, I don't really have that good of a mustache.
Everyone
so
be sure to listen to the Fernic cast because I was on it a long time ago and we talked about the Shenandoah. I think I shit the bed when I was on the Fernicast. I don't think I did very well.
I think yelled at us.
I think
via
other people have been better on the Fernicast than I was. And that bothers me. I want to be the best guest.
Well, maybe you should try harder next time.
Didn't they have like actual famous guests before?
One time, and he was mean to them.
Like in a funny way?
No.
Just mean.
Just kind of. He's kind of douchey.
Who was it?
I don't remember his name. What was that guy's name?
He wasn't that famous.
He's a little bit famous. So we do have questions.
It was Matt Damon.
For Dr. Napier, do we do the drunk? Oh, yeah. Phone number 309-740-1430.
Did she say Adrian Brody?
Not Adrian Brody. That's the guy with the big, huge nose.
Oh,
that was
Brody
in Predator.
Stevens. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, so, he's a comedian. He talks funny. Yeah, also WFO Dix on the Skype. So we do have questions for Dr. Napier. I know Mandy had a question for Dr. Napier. So
excellent. Let's do this.
She'll. I talked to her about calling in. Ask Dr. Napier. Yay! Okay. Dan Allen asks,
who the fuck is Dan Allen?
I don't. Some guy. I was very sick.
Did it come in on the Twitters?
Came in on the Facebook.
On Facebook. All right. You have to tell where the question
is. Napier is
from.
Welcome on the Rockin' Comedy Show anytime. You see that, Napes?
Yay.
I think they're talking about you.
Yeah, they're talking about you. I'm not welcome anywhere. Ooh. I say bad things.
I would just shit up that show. I've already failed at being a guest. It's your turn.
Well, wait, didn't
get,
Chris...
Get our names out there.
Wasn't I...
We're in the middle of our Ask Dr. Napier segment. I'm very sick last week with nausea, vomiting, fever, and to top it all off, I shit my pants no less than 6 times. What the hell was wrong with me? And what's your favorite episode of Full House?
Well, those sound like flu-like symptoms. I would go to a doctor to get that checked out. Next.
Do you remember when they went to Disney World? I think that was the one. They went to Disney World, and then at the end, Jesse and the Rippers played their Forever song. You remember, Forever... Forever. Do you remember that song?
No.
Fuck you guys, man. That song was awesome.
The Full House I remember the best was, it was one of their last episodes.
One of the very last ones?
Yeah, they were trying to do like an Ace of Base cover, and it kept like getting fucked up for some goddamn reason. And the reason I remember it is Ace of Base sued them for violating their copyright to that song. And, yeah, then Full House was taken off the air.
You know, I'm going to be incredibly embarrassed, but I bet I know this most of this song.
You can't be embarrassed.
Napier, I think I have this song on my iPod. But this was my favorite, whatever one this was on. If everyone I said could make you laugh, I'd talk. Okay, I'm not doing it anymore. I probably know the whole song. That's fucking embarrassing. But yeah, that was my favorite episode because that goddamn John Stamos is one dreamy son of a bitch.
Huge cock.
I bet. I bet it's gigantic. Like a goddamn 2 liter of Coke.
Oh, also, if you shit your pants 6 times, I would suggest going to the bathroom and learning when you have to take a shit.
Indio Techno asks, why do guys... Paul, what was your favorite...
Twitter?
What was your favorite Full House episode?
What's the one that's younger than DJ but older than the Olsen twins?
Stephanie?
Yeah, so Stephanie, it's Stephanie's first day of school, and she doesn't want to be there. And DJ also doesn't want to be there because she got put in the smart kid class. And she felt like an egghead.
Oh, and so they would make fun of her for being smart?
Right, and she was the only blonde kid in the egghead class. And so she was going to leave. They were both trying to sneak out of school. And there was a crazy mix-up with all three of the adults. They kept coming in and saying, oh, I'm this girl's father. And so the teacher would be like, oh, well, you're the father. You can go talk to this kid. But then everyone would come and say they were, you know, this kid's father. And
so they were all covering for each other?
Right, yeah. It was entertaining.
Dan wants to know if he's the only one that thought Kimmy Gibbler was hot. I did not.
Only in the early episodes.
She got kind of awkward near the end.
Yeah, once she hit puberty, I was
so
done.
what was the lesson at the end? What was the lesson at the end?
Oh, it was, you know, like, be yourself and don't, you know.
Don't be somebody's fake father?
No, it was more about don't leave school. Well, you see, Danny Tanner told DJ, and then DJ was like, look, I got it. And then she told Stephanie, and it was good.
Why do guys wake up with boners always?
That's because they have to pee. When you wake up, normally it's...
When you have to pee, you get a boner?
Yeah, it's called a night boner.
The pee boner response.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a thing.
Your penis gets hard to keep the pee in.
Really? No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It's a way of keeping yourself from pissing the bed.
Yeah.
Subconsciously.
Okay, also from Indio Techno. I know in a 69, a Humpty nose will tickle her rear, but do I need a dental dam?
If you're that close to her butthole anyway, I would assume you're on good enough terms to not need one.
I mean, you're not, like, ingesting butthole. You're just rubbing your nose on it.
Yeah, I mean, you would... Look, if it looks dirty, don't go there. Why is that... Why do you need a piece of plastic? If it doesn't look like she knows how to wipe her butt, don't do it.
Yeah,
there we go.
You could smell beforehand. You would, you know, if there's like a shit stench, don't go into the butt region.
Yeah. I don't think that'd be a hard rule to follow. I mean, what's he going to get, anal warts on his tongue?
I would think that if a lady wasn't feeling so fresh, she'd probably not put her butthole in your face to begin with.
Some will.
I mean, maybe if they're in the, you know, throes of passion.
Eh, some will. Have you had a shitty ass just all in your face?
Oh, this smells like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
No, I'm very weary of where my butthole goes. Like, I don't want anybody around my butthole if, like, I'm not confident about it. I don't really want anybody around my butthole ever.
But when you're feeling confident...
No, then I start peacocking my butthole around, you know? No, but, no, like, you know, if I'm walking around naked and stuff, you know, I usually am pretty conscious about, you know, whether my butthole's out. I don't like to, like, you know, bend over or something if somebody might catch a glimpse of my butthole.
Do you think
my butthole's a secret? I have a secret butthole.
Do you think your cat has seen your butthole yet? Like, have you bent over naked?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like when I'm here by myself.
Is that why he looks so fucking down all the time?
I'm still shy about jacking off in front of him, though.
Yeah, they like to try to watch you jerk off. I have to shoo him out and close the door.
Yeah, and I don't like that. I like to hide.
When you finish, just, you know, flinging at him, you'll hit the cat. The cat will know. Oh, this is what's going to happen if I stay here. And then it'll leave.
That would be kind of like the equivalent of like blowing a snot rocket and then like not knowing where it went and like if you got it all. And then I always fear that somebody will find it and ask me questions.
You could just say it was ghosts.
I mean, I would never...
Oh my God, ectoplasm!
I was slimed! I have more questions from our number one fan. How many licks to the center of your mom's ass?
Well, that depends on if I'm taking it slow or if I'm getting down to business. If I'm taking it slow, it could be a little while. You know, you gotta...
Got in this scenario, you're licking your own mom's ass.
Yes.
Okay.
So what you would do is you would hit the neck first and then go down to the titties. Some like the belly. I mean, like, you give the belly a couple of kisses, then you eat on the sniz for a little bit, and then, you know, you get your salad on.
So when you're getting your salad on, do you prefer the just pull the legs all the way back method, or like the hands on, you know, on your hands and knees method?
Oh no, I do the knees to the chest.
Knees to the chest.
Yeah.
Is there a better method to removing blood stains than seltzer?
There's bleach. Depending on what you're talking about, you could use salt.
You know, OxyClean works really well.
OxyClean's good.
This could come off kind of weird, but like, I've always wondered about people cleaning blood stains off of things. The answer is, don't wear that anymore.
Well, ladies have that problem.
Get rid of it. If you murdered someone, if there's blood on you, get rid of what the blood is on.
What if it's their jeans and they had their lady period?
Don't wear that anymore.
But they
stop
had,
it.
They can't just do that whenever they get their lady period.
Go get new jeans. What do you mean you can't just do that? You throw away jeans, you spend $20 and get a new pair of jeans.
Well, some ladies buy more expensive jeans to show off their butts. I mean, that's what you got to do. You can't have a little murder scene on your crotch.
No, you're right. You can't. That's why you get rid of it.
No, you use the OxyClean or the bleach or, you know, any like the Clorox pen. Use the Clorox pen on it. Just get both sides.
Mandy does have a great Dr. Napier question that I'm pretty excited about.
Excellent.
So, but I do have one more, and then she's going to call, hopefully, if this goes well, which it very rarely does.
The tip of my penis is all excited in anticipation.
What color should I paint my nails next? The last question from our number one fan.
I'm going to go metallic pink.
Metallic pink?
Yeah, like, kind of like a car color, you know, the metallic car color. Metallic pink.
You like that?
Or purple, or like some kind of, you know, festive color, because, you know, it's springtime. And
well,
neon green.
No, not neon green. Then you look like a raving whore.
Yeah, exactly. That's the
just to give you a tease while we wait for Mandy of what's coming up after the break. We were contacted by a publicist a while back in regards to having a comedian on the show that we were going to interview. And for several weeks, we kind of just said, all right, give us a time, any time this week that you can do it, and me and Napier will get together and do this interview. And then they would email back and say, oh, well, how about next week? And, oh, how about next week? And that went on for like 3 weeks until I was just like, why do I give a shit about talking to this person? I mean, like, why did you first of all, how did they find us? I mean, like,
we are the number 12 podcast on the Dorktown top 10 podcast
so,
list.
Look, I was working hard to get this guy that they that publicist emailed me about, which I put the publicist in quotes. It was probably the guy saying he was his publicist. But we ended up not getting the comedian. We got his opening act. So his opening act will call in later, and I mean that's just what we're gonna have to settle for because we couldn't get him. So that's coming up, and I'm killing time. I don't know what the goddamn deal is
because this dumb bitch does not work Skype.
Why are you mean to our friends? There we go.
Hey, look.
Okay,
it got
now
results,
you...
son.
I hear the okay green button.
Hi, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program!
Hello?
Mandy, are you there?
Yes.
Neat. Why was it busy? There's nobody here.
I don't know. It was making a weird noise. Maybe it wasn't busy.
Mandy, I'm excited about your question. And give our new listeners, because I'm sure there's at least one, your previous question, and then this is like a follow-up question to your previous question.
Right. Okay, so my original question was, okay, because I work at a daycare, And my original question was about a child that we have there that, well, I mean, there's really no delicate way to put it. She masturbates constantly.
Whoa, a child
that she masturbates? She fiddles her business. You don't remember talking to her about the business fiddler?
Nah.
I remember the business fiddler.
Paul has a problem with short-term memory.
Yeah, it's probably from the pot.
Well, I wish I could forget it. Yes, but she does this constantly, mainly at nap time, sometimes sitting at the table.
Does she moan?
No, but she like will stare at you while she does it.
Oh,
so oh, she's a little boss.
She's thinking about you?
I don't know. It is so, it's beyond creepy. And she bites her lip. Ugh.
Like her bottom lip?
Yeah.
She's getting into it.
So how old is this kid?
3.
3 years old.
Yeah.
Huh.
And I mean, it's just, yeah, it's whacking. She does a lot of whacking.
So there's been an escalation.
Yes. So I got advice from Dr. Napier about that. And basically, if I remember correctly, the advice was just, hey man, it's natural. Whatever kind of thing.
I think Paul told you to like squirt her with a squirt bottle when she did it.
Oh yeah. I wish I could have done that. I don't think we're allowed to squirt them with
squirt
bottles.
Should have put hot sauce on our hands.
Yeah, just had like Mexican day a few times a week.
It's taco day.
Well, so my update is that, okay, she has now started taking her blanket, her nap blanket, and she wraps it completely and totally over her head while she does the whacking. Like, one of those, like, I'm... Like, I think she's, I don't know why she does it, but she totally, like, makes a cocoon for her head out of her blanket while she does this now. And I'm kind of concerned that she's going to be, like, one of those asphyxiators or something, like a David Carradine.
Well, that's what her dad does normally.
Like the singer for NXS, isn't that how he went?
Yep.
See, and when you told me about this, I was thinking that, like, maybe... I mean, this is a 3-year-old. Maybe she thinks that, like, if you can't see her face, then, like, if she can't see you, then maybe you can't see her.
She's
invisible.
I'm willing to bet that, like, she did that in front of her parents, and her parents says, no, sweetie, if you're going to do that, you need to do that, you know, in private.
Can a 3-year-old really do that, like, legitimately?
I don't know.
I'd assume so. I mean, all their parts
Mandy, would
work.
You say what she's doing is legitimate?
Looks pretty legitimate.
Yeah, so her parents probably said you have to do this like in private, so she made herself a private area.
See, I guess it says something about me that my theory was totally different. Normally when she's being diddled, Daddy wraps a blanket around her head. So,
Paul.
So she feels more comfortable.
That's Paul goes straight for the pedophilia every time. Every time.
That's what I bring to the show.
From what I understand, when we had those... me and Paul were in, like, teacher ed courses to become teachers. I think one of the teachers said that if they do that a lot, there's probably, like, a lot of yelling and screaming at home, and they're just trying to find relaxation.
Oh.
Yeah, this was quite a while ago, and it was community college, so you take that as you will.
So maybe you need to get her into some, like, yoga or, like, breathing exercises to relax her.
I feel like the yoga might just teach her different positions. And you know what else she does? She also has like this baby doll, and she will involve the baby doll sometimes.
How does she? Does she like put the baby doll's head in there? Or?
Well, the baby doll goes underneath her other blanket, and I don't investigate any further than
that. Oh, so you don't know what they're doing under there?
Do you make her stop?
Can I make her stop?
No,
hey, look, I'm teaching right now. Because I'm actually somewhat of a teacher myself. And, like, if someone were whacking it, I would say, look, motherfucker, stop whacking it. I'm trying to explain some shit right now.
Like, I'm pretty sure if one of your students were whacking it, I'm pretty sure that would be, like, a misdemeanor.
It would be a felony, right.
Yeah. They would be on a list forever if they did that where you're at.
I'm just saying, like, if they were sleeping, you know, I wake them up. If they're whacking it, don't you stop them from whacking it?
Well, we would try, like, we would be like, no, you know, don't do that. Put your hands on your blanket. We would tell her, don't hold your crotch, hold your blanket. Like, try to be gently, like, encouraging her to not whack it all the time. And, man, I swear, it, like, intensified the whole thing.
Well, and while we were talking, I did come up with the saving grace for your particular situation. If you're having this problem, I'm sure there's people all over the world having the same problem. And that is what to do when a child is masturbating and you don't want them to. And that's why I drew inspiration from the dogs that wear the cones to not bite themselves. And we're going to make like a skirt type apparatus with like a zipper down the back that's like a lampshade that you tie it on with a belt. So that like it's too long, like it's like a cone, so they can't reach under there and diddle themselves.
Well, I was thinking, you know, when you said there's a lot of other people who've probably had this problem, I was like, well, yeah. So you should just Google child diddling themselves.
Oh my God!
I'm pretty sure that's
you'll find a solution.
But you see,
I'm pretty sure that's a search term in Google that gets your IP sent to the FBI. I would suggest not putting that in there.
It was for school.
No, so I don't think you could explain that and say, no, dude, this was for science. And they're going to say, sure, that's on the booklet. That's valid.
So when I do the show rundown for this episode, I probably should leave out some certain keywords to get us taken off a list.
Yeah. Well, we're not searching for it. You're just telling other people to search for it.
So, yeah, we'll make this cone look like a pretty dress.
Yeah, put SpongeBob on it. You can tie in other, like, IPs to it, like Dora the Explorer who doesn't explore her vagina.
Dora the Anti-Explorer.
Exactly.
There are certain places that Dora will never explore.
Isn't there a fox that they yell at all the time for doing shit?
Oh, yeah, the fox can get under there, and she's like, no, don't swipe my virginity.
We'll have, like, a fox jacking his dick with, like, a big circle and a cross through it.
That sounds like a great idea.
Perfect.
Mandy, did we do a good job answering your question?
Yes.
I say go with hot sauce.
Did you talk to the parents at all? Did you say, hey, your kid's whacking it a lot in my classroom? And
yeah, her mom was like, yeah, she does that.
What do you mean, yeah, she does that?
One time she was sitting in a high chair and she started humping the high chair.
This girl's going to be a freak.
What about the porn chick? Could you introduce the two to, like, you know, expedite the whole lifestyle? Because that's where she's headed, like, let's be honest.
Like showing her future?
Yeah, say, that's going to be you.
You don't want to become that lady. Maybe I'll do that. That might scare her straight. Yeah, I wish I could have just stopped, like, been like, hey, knock it off, kid. Let's not do that.
Spray bottle, hot sauce.
So now what I do is, my solution is so that the other kids don't see it, was to just hide her at nap time. I just put her, like, I block her with a slide so she's, like, by herself over there so no one else can see it.
Let her get the job done.
Give her some privacy. Just...
Here's the whacking corner.
Yeah, I just give her some privacy and let her go.
Some of the more antisocial kids will take a cue and it'll all turn into one big jack session.
Right, I mean, now they're like, whoa. So now we have a corner we can go beat it? When is my turn to go to the corner?
They should have that at all workplaces. Like a jacking corner.
Do you have that?
Oh, yeah.
Goes to the jackin' bathroom.
Right, yeah, the jackin' bathroom.
Beat off in there. It's no big deal.
Oh, I used the boss's office.
Oh man,
I guess we all just use different places.
We all make our own whacking corner.
And the make
that's like life, really.
You find your whacking corner,
and the place where we left the dough to proof was where everybody had sex.
It's actually kind of beautiful if you think about it.
It really is.
We all make our jackin' corner.
I feel like my heart grew two sizes hearing that.
That should be in, like, some, like, real fancy script font with, like, a sunset behind it.
Maybe you could get one of those foghorns, and every time she starts diddling, just hit the foghorn, and eventually she'll stop doing it.
Oh, man, that'd be sweet. Maybe, and plus that'd be pretty fun, actually.
You should just use, like, public shaming. Just, like, say, class, let's all take a look what little Susie's doing. Susie, can you take your hand out of your pants, you dirty slut?
Or, like that dog shaming meme, I could do, like, child shaming and hang a sign around her neck, I masturbate at nap time or something.
I think that might get you put on the list, too, really.
Yeah.
I masturbate at nap time. Find out what t-shirt size she wears, Mandy, and I'll mail it to you.
Okay, perfect.
All right, we need to go to break.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for calling in. That was Ask Dr. Napier.
Derp, 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 derp.
We'll be back in like 5 minutes. Derp,
derp, derp. And now, great moments in Mr. Producer interview history.
Speaking of cricket.
Yes.
Do you know the rules?
This has been great moments in Mr. Producer interview history.
The Mr. Producer Show can be heard live Saturdays, 9 p.m. Central, only on RadioFubar.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. To contact the show, 309-740-1430, or you can Skype the program at WFO Dicks. So, yeah, we were contacted by a publicist for the comedian Carmen Ciricillo, who is the construction comic. All of his jokes are related to being a contractor and doing construction projects. And so me and Napier set aside time to interview the construction comic because, hey, it might be fun. We've never tried interviewing before. And, we weren't able to come up with a time for the construction comic.
That's my phone.
It's my doorbell.
Did somebody at your door?
I guess. Go answer the door. Instead of Carmen Ciricillo, the construction comic.
Carmen Ciricillo coming live to the house?
No, he lives in Florida or something. What?
I have no idea.
What happened?
We have a special guest.
Who?
It's Carmen
Ciricillo.
Carmen San Diego.
Oh, what's up, man?
Hey.
I didn't set up a fourth microphone. Our guest is on the phone.
Hey.
Construction Benny, is that you?
Well, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Thanks for having me on, fellas.
Thanks for coming on.
What is it like opening for the great Carmen Ciricillo, the construction comic?
Well, I'll tell you what, it keeps me busy. I mean, the demand for construction gimmicked comedians in my circuit keeps us busy. And I'd like to apologize for Carmen for not being able to make it. He actually had to attend the Ben Scaffolds 5 concert tonight. Just kidding, guys. He's not fucking the publicist.
So you tailor your act to kind of play to his crowd, right? So you have to do a lot of construction humor.
Well, yeah, a little bit. I mean, there's a high demand for that. What you do is you just take a menial job and you apply it to stand-up comedy. Now, first of all, you got to realize, like, this is a podcast, but what you need to visualize is me coming out on stage with a construction hard hat on.
Do you have like a big 2x4 like a Hacksaw Jim Duggan? Okay, so you come out with the hard hat and the 2x4, and I mean like it's just like a bunch of like big beer gut guys.
Ooh, does he have his toolbox?
Yeah, and you step out on stage, you give the audience a few minutes to stop laughing.
You do, like, turns and stuff so they get the whole package? They see, like, what you're working with?
No, I just kind of go out there and kind of nod and, you know, give them my good old boy look, and they all kind of look and laugh, and they say, that guy's got a hard hat on.
Do you have, like an opening music that you come out to, like a wrestler?
I come out to the Bob the Builder theme song.
And, I mean, you know, how long do you get? Because I know that, you know, Carmen probably puts on quite a, you know, lengthy number.
Well, I mean, Carmen's clearly the reason for the season. What I do is I go out there and I tell a few jokes. Usually I'm a little tired from an honest day's work, and then I go out there and get them warmed up for Carmen to come and knock them dead.
So you just
that
you
is
know.
If the, that is if the publicist is still blowing lines off his cock.
And I mean, do you
but
guys
seriously,
ever,
folks?
Do you ever share any? I mean, you know, do you ever step on his material? Because I'm sure there's not too much stuff that the two of you can talk about.
What, in construction gimmick comedy? Or you'd be surprised. Now, folks, I don't want to act like, you know, you need to be a rocket scientist to work in construction like I do, but sometimes it does get confusing, especially when you get your lists confused. Like, sometimes I get my list of tools mixed up with the crew roster. Next thing you know, I'm spending my whole day looking for Jack Hammer.
So, do you...
LOL.
Do you ever throw in the local buildings that are going up, like some of the comedians do? Like, you gotta put a little local flair on it.
You gotta check, what is it? The Angie's List.
Oh, yeah.
To see what's going on so that you can keep it local.
Yeah, you make references like that. Or you can just kind of do something to start relating to people. Like, you folks, you guys are masturbation fans, right? You guys like jerking off? Imagine doing that with these giant calluses on my palm.
I guess if you have sandpaper knuckles,
guys,
I guess.
Just like anyone else. Except instead of inflatable dolls, we fuck that giant rat they set up in front of the
Oh.
Look. Folks, my wife has scabs on her pussy, and I'm not talking about my.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, Construction Benny. I was really turned off to the idea of doing high-profile celebrity interviews, but this has just gone so great.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's an honest day's work. It's your average 9-to-5, except with affirmative action, we tell half the workers the work day starts at 8, so they show up on time.
Here we go. I love it. Pushing it.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord.
Well, guys, I'd like to thank you for having me. I got to go. I'm hoping to get back to the comedy club in time for a chance to smell Carmen's hand.
Thanks for calling in, Construction Benny.
Even that hot publicist from Craigslist that he hired to get him on the wheelbarrow for a next podcast.
Well, tell Carmen we said hi. He hung up.
That was good. That was way better than anticipated.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. If Construction Benny ever came through town to the local Comedy Bone or whatever it is, I'd buy a ticket. I don't know shit about construction, but
he's the fucking opening act. Holy shit, Carmen San Diego is gonna knock.
We missed out big time because I mean, like he just knocked us dead.
Right, he was killing it the whole time.
So our buddy Jared Cardinal shows up out of the blue. He doesn't have a microphone, but
I was down at Tim Shipman's house.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I should have Tim Shipman on the show sometime.
You should. That'd be fantastic.
That would be great. You got,
especially when he's been drinking.
You got retweeted by CM Punk today. That was pretty exciting, right? Yeah.
I didn't even look. Did I really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's nice.
In case anyone in the world didn't know who that was that just called, Benny Michaels from Pod Cheese. Listen to Pod Cheese. Great. Sorry.
Did I really get retweeted by CM Punk?
You did, yes.
Amazing.
So
that
wasn't really fucking Construction Benny?
No, Construction Benny doesn't exist. That's a character.
My mind is blown right
That's
now.
A character that our friend Benny from Pod Cheese does.
Oh, man. Jesus Christ, thank God.
And when I was talking to him about this publicist that emailed me about being on the show and this construction comic and stuff, he just emailed me all these jokes, most of the jokes that he just told. So that was a very seasoned set. I mean, he's been working on that for a while.
Poor taste?
Yeah, most of them, yes. But he had a lot of good construction jokes, and he was killing me at work one day. He's just every couple of minutes I would get another great construction joke, and so I mean, like he has a, you know, if whatever it is he's doing doesn't work out, he could always go onto the construction circuit.
Yeah, that was good. Man, I was like face palming at how terrible this guy was. Like, somebody fucking pays this. Be a construction comedian.
Oh, you really didn't know that was a...
No, I didn't know it was a bit. I thought it was I'm over here like, did you see? I was just like, oh my god.
You thought that was real?
Terrible.
Yeah, I thought it was real. What does dick helicoptering mean?
Dick helicoptering is when you spin it.
When you get...
Yeah.
To Eminence Front by The Who.
The Who. Yeah.
Right.
He was like, the fuck yeah.
You really thought?
Oh yeah, dude.
I didn't tell you.
No, you didn't tell me. I
told Napier.
Oh, yeah,
I thought you
know.
Told him.
I didn't know. I'm holding it all in.
See, you thought.
So I thought this guy, like, I didn't want to hurt his feelings. Yeah.
You thought that was.
Yeah, and then I thought you were just laughing. To
that's
like
the greatest thing like, ever.
When you laugh, it makes me laugh.
Oh, God.
I really wish Paul would not have tried to spare this guy's feelings. I kind of wish he would have gone on.
Paul would have...
letting him do his thing, man.
Paul would have ripped into the guy calling in to rip into the guy who didn't call in.
Exactly. It would have been amazing, damn it.
So, the WFOD... Fantasy Hollywood League has some developments. Star Trek ends with 112 points. So that was your big number one. Everybody else just opened. Fast and the Furious 6. Is it 6?
Yeah,
six.
That's making money.
Made 73 points in its first weekend. Hangover 3 kind of shit the bed. 63 million, 31%. It's not doing great.
Yeah, but I think that's going to go, you know, that'll carry all the way through. It'll be steady numbers all the way through.
But it's only the first 2 weeks. Right. Oh, we have another call.
Oh, nice.
Is this Carmen
San
Diego?
This might be Carmen San Diego, although I didn't talk to him. I don't know who this is.
Answer it.
I'm trying to. Caller, you are on the show.
Well, hey, guys, I hope I'm not interrupting. Just hoping to get a plug in.
Did you think of more construction jokes?
Just forgot to mention my plugs.
Oh.
The publicist was really upset that I didn't...
Home Depot?
She told me I forgot to plug my show. The one I'm opening for, Jesus, the Mexican Day Laborer.
Betty, I'm actually quite impressed that Paul thought you were real.
Yeah, man, you had me going for sure.
I'm a character actor, and you know, that's part of the illusion.
And he's good at what he does.
No, that's all I decided. I said, so I should have left on a high note. No, instead, I called back and flew it. Check it out.
Oh, man.
I've been there many times with ladies, don't worry. I know how you feel, bro. I know that feel. We can all feel things together.
Did,
I lost it.
I wrote down other stuff, but I just don't care anymore. Tickling triggers the part of the brain that copes with pain. I read that earlier and thought it was interesting.
That's why when I'm doing ladies in the butt, I give them a quick tickle, you know.
So like when Drunk came in the other day and he was bummed out about his aunt dying, we should have just started tickling him.
Yeah. You know, give his taint a good knuckling.
I don't like to be tickled.
Why don't you like to be tickled?
Nobody I don't
likes
know.
To be tickled, but everybody enjoys being tickled, but nobody likes to be tickled. I think that's very true.
Explain what you just said. Everybody enjoys to be tickled, but right. Nobody likes to be
right.
tickled.
Everybody likes it.
Napier, break that down for me, what he just said.
People enjoy the act of tickling more than they enjoy being tickled.
They like the idea of tickling.
Yeah, the idea of it.
They like to tickle other people.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you like to tickle people, but people don't it when you tickle them.
No. It's
they call me the tickle monster.
When was the last time you were tickled?
Oh boy. Long time ago, but
repressed memories.
If people actually go, "Oh, don't tickle me," but they really enjoy it. "Oh, don't tickle me." They really enjoy it
until they piss themselves.
Right. Yeah.
Or they shit themselves. Some of them shit themselves.
I've never seen anybody shit themselves for any reason over the age of 13.
You haven't been to enough parties, sir.
Yes. Maybe.
Not a good party unless someone shits themselves, yeah. That's for sure.
A fellow was arrested for putting his baby in the freezer for an hour because she wouldn't stop crying.
Did it work?
His name was Tyler Douche. D-E-U-T-C-H. You'd pronounce that douche, right? Douche?
Yeah.
Did it work?
Well, yeah, the baby almost died.
Yeah, she would chill out. Chill out. Yeah.
So it did stop crying because it was nearly dead.
Right. She chilled out.
So how did they find? How did we find out about this? Did he call the cops on himself?
No, the mom called the cops on him.
Why didn't the mom just take the baby out?
The relationship with the mother, really. A good bitch will not call the cops on you for shit like that.
Well, they had to take the baby to the emergency room because it was in the freezer for an hour.
So what, did he forget about her?
I've done that with
maybe
soda a lot
the whole time. I don't know.
If you're frozen, you don't cry.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I mean,
yeah. I've done that with soda before. I know how this dude feels. I mean, you just forget about
Napier, it. Can you think of better ways to get a baby to stop crying other than putting it in the freezer?
You give it candy, but then they kind of get fat. Give it candy. You know, you give it a little get like candy. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The clarification.
Give it candy.
You just gotta jack on the gums, man.
Yeah.
Just jack right on their gums. You look good.
Yeah, put some whiskey on your fingertip. Just rub it on there. That'll work, yeah.
You spray him in the face with a water bottle.
Yeah.
Just like a cat.
Or you yell really loud into their face. I heard that works too. You should not do any of that. But I heard jack on the gums works.
There was a 24-year-old zookeeper that wandered into the tiger cage, and they think that it was suicide by tiger.
He wandered in there.
She wandered into the tiger cage.
Didn't know where he was going, but
didn't take any of the security precautions, and the tiger kind of ate her.
So the question on everyone's mind, was she hot?
She was all right, yeah. But the really funny thing, and I'm sure this was on purpose, but I think it was kind of in poor taste, the news outlet that I think it was the Huffington Post, but I don't really remember, decided to use a picture of her from Halloween where she was dressed up like a cat.
Oh.
Which I thought was awesome. Pretty fucking funny. It was like they were probably browsing her Facebook pictures and looking for which one to use, and they're like, "Oh, this is too good."
That's great.
She painted the little nose on her whiskers. Nose and the whiskers, and she had the little the little headband with the ears. They're like, we have to use this one.
Oh, little ironic moment.
And just to update people on the drama going on with our friends at Unfit for FM and the Rockin' Comedy Show, they're kind of mad at each other.
I listened to the Rockin' Comedy Show,
and it kind of involves us, and I feel like we're the kid in the middle, you know, like mommy and daddy are mad at each other, and like all we can do is just sit and watch, and it's really a shame that, you know, these kids can't work it out.
From what I understand, listening to both shows, I think they have worked it out. Both sides just declared victory, and then we're going to stop talking about it.
Our friend Jared just kind of showed up, and I don't.
Well, I was down the street hanging out, and I figured I'd come in and show up.
Just stop by, man.
I don't really know what to do. I don't really know.
Drink a beer, man. You got some beers? Beer.
What to do?
Have a beer. The real drunkard. The real drunkard showed up.
I'm just. I'm bummed out that everybody's mad at each other, and they're saying they're not bad, and they're doing this whole thing, but it.
it was all fake, like Benny fucking Construction.
It's all making right. me sad that everybody's all mad and butthurt at each other and going and telling.
I think only one party told.
I want everybody to be okay.
I think everybody look, has calmed down in the week.
They need to be more like us, because what are we, Napier? We're a vegetarian podcast.
Yeah, we ain't got no beef.
No beef.
No beef at all.
So everybody just hug, make up, and I mean let's get through this together.
You know, each time I heard him going back and forth, the only thing that went through my mind was thanks, Obama.
Obama, thank you.
Oh. All right. Let's get out of here. Let's be done.
Okay, let's be done. Let's do this.
I'm done. I got nothing else. I talked about everything on this list. Did I talk about everything on the list?
I can't see your list, so I don't know.
Yeah, I talked about everything on the list.
We talked about Shenandoah beards. We talked about why are we always doing so much charity work for a drunk? We're trying to get him laid, trying to get him zebra steaks. Let's do something for.
But he's the only one I ever see out of all you guys. He's the only one I ever seen at a bar.
I don't go to bars.
Trying to get laid.
Does it work? Because if he's getting tail,
he's trying.
I don't think so.
Well, if he's getting tail and telling us he's not getting tail, and we're working our asses off to get him some strange.
Have you seen his face? It's not going to work very well.
That's why he's at the bar. I mean, he's got to go somewhere where you know you can't really see too good. And you get drunk, and then you really can't see too good, and then you got dick in you.
Dick just, insider,
guys.
Beautiful. I just want to drink some dick insider.
If you're out there and you're lonely, Drunk's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
I mean, if there's a lady or a guy out there that just wants like some companionship, I mean, you could do a lot worse.
Significantly worse.
He's a special guest star on a mildly popular podcast.
Can you even say that with a straight face? Like, in my mind, mildly popular would be like 1,000 people listen to it. If I see a YouTube video that 1,000 people looked at, I'm like,
well, that's
no. I'm like, that's nothing. I'm like,
that's well, that's
no
YouTube. One. That's YouTube. People look at YouTube all the time. They don't
yeah.
go searching for podcasts.
Mildly popular. I would say that we're considerably more popular than.
Popular.
Podcasts that aren't popular at all.
Yeah.
We have some listeners.
We have tens of listeners. Literally tens of listeners.
I've seen the stats. I know that there are people that listen.
I'm just trying to shit on your parade, Mike.
I don't know if any of them will have sex with drunk, but I'm hoping at least a few of them contribute to our Kickstarter to get him zebra steaks.
You gotta figure as we grow, it becomes
more likely.
Will someone
have sex
with
me? That's the question.
None of the clean ones.
You know, but as we grow, it's more and more likely that
we'll
find someone in the audience that will have sex with John.
Somebody will.
Oh, Jesus did come to me in my dreams and say that this was the only podcast he had on his Stitcher.
Really? So he downloaded the Stitcher app just for us?
Well, no, he had it. And he was just like, I want to find some shit that I'd be interested in. And he found us. He said, well, I'm done. I don't need to look any further.
By the way, that woman that...
She lost to a gay man.
She got like 53 votes
yeah.
in Miami. Like, she got like 53 votes, and one of them was her.
No one in Miami likes Jesus.
One of them was her,
and one of them was Jesus.
50, right? So she got 50,
actually probably got all 51 of them were Jesus in some name of one.
But see, the thing is, and the thing that I didn't realize, and I didn't picture it in my head, but when I saw the news article, I was really surprised to see that it was a colored lady.
Colored.
What? Why were you surprised?
I don't know. I just, like, when I heard that article, I didn't think it was a black.
Well, they like Jesus.
You know,
more.
Like when you hear something in your head, like a story, and like you kind of picture the type of person that would say or do the things, like this guy that put his baby in the freezer.
It's a white guy for sure.
There's no way that guy has sleeves on any of his t-shirts.
No,
not one. He does not have one t-shirt with a sleeve on it.
And his armpits probably smell like an anchovy's cunt.
I know I was wrong about this Jesus person, but I'm not wrong about this guy. There's no way.
The thing is, she can blame it on black too now. Now we got two excuses.
Jesus.
Christian and black.
And black?
Yeah, we can get both. Both excuses.
But yeah, I didn't think she was one of them.
Why do you keep saying one of them? One of those. Yeah, that's got to be polite.
The funny thing is, it's your podcast. You don't have to be polite at all. You can do whatever you want.
Whatever I want?
Whatever you want.
Well, see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Central at RadioFubar.com or with the TuneIn app for smartphones. You can also download the show through iTunes, Stitcher or our website, wfodix.podbean.com. Be sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes to raise awareness of the show. Vote for us on Podcast Alley 2. Find new sites to rate us at. Blow that shit up. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave us a message that may get played on the air. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our boards at WFODix.boards.net. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/WFODix to get all the latest updates. Also be sure to check out all the other great shows on RadioFubar.com throughout the week. That was a lot to take in. I'm sure you were tired. Go lay down for a while and they'll be in a few minutes to tuck you in.
Remember the good times we've had. Much more to say, foolish to try. It's time for saying goodbye.
Don't want to leave, but we both know. Sometimes it's better to go.
Somehow I know we'll meet again. Not sure quite where, and I don't know just when.
You're in my heart, so until then, it's time for saying goodbye. Somehow I know we'll meet again. Not sure quite where, and I don't know just when. You're in my heart, so until then. Wanna smile, wanna cry, saying goodbye.
La 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 la, it's time for saying goodbye.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol with three fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.